The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, on my desk, and wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And here he is. Hi, Frank.
Here I am, yes. I'm so proud that you have my book on your desk.
I have two copies.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Pretty good. And because when I told you, oh, I've got this, and I think it's really cool, you said, but you don't have the hard copy. So I've actually got two.
Yes, there's a hard copy and there's a soft, of course. Yeah, it's a good book, actually. He said, praising himself.
I was just going to say, if you do say so yourself, except that it's really, here's the thing. And I'm so picky about this. It's really well organized. So if you are looking for something, voila, you can find it. And
yeah,
that's
like
most people do not have a, especially after all of this screenage, most people don't have brains that can take them. So this book actually works whether you've got that kind of brain anyway or whether your brain has been affected by too much time spent on screens. Anyway, about me. How about you?
Well, while we're plugging here, I want to start off with a plug. This is for the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. The foundation is holding a conference that's on Friday, May 10th at the Edison Ballroom. That's in New York City, actually in the heart of the theater district, 240 West 47th. So the conference is free of charge and open to anyone affected by Alzheimer's or simply concerned about that disease. And it will feature leading experts on dementia, as well as a family will describe in great detail its caregiver experience. That should be very educational for any families dealing with this. And there's a panel as well on preparing for long-term care, including information on elder care, estate planning, and tax breaks for the 9 million Alzheimer caregivers that there are in this country. So I'll be there, Jill. I'll be hard at work. I'll be reporting on it. I'll report back to our listeners on any tips, any strategies, local resources for Alzheimer families, anything of interest to our listening audience. And I'll be there. So May 10th, 9 a.m., Edison Ballroom. Hope to see you there. Say hi. So now let's turn to our main topic. There's some good news. With strings attached.
Since when does good news not have strings attached? I'm too old, obviously.
The way of the world. Anyway, CMS, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, is actually planning to begin covering FDA-approved CAR T therapies for youngsters with leukemia and patients with B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So CMS is proposing to restrict the coverage, unfortunately, only to patients in hospitals who have relapsed after receiving extensive treatment. So there's the catch. They're going to cover some of these costs, but there are restrictions. Now, Selma Verma, we've talked enough about her, very controversial head of Medicare and Medicaid, she says CAR T treatment is promising. Thank you very much, Ms. Verma. However, she also says that she lacks proof that CAR T helps Medicare beneficiaries, and therefore she wants to proceed slowly. Well, Jill, I have a message for
how slowly is her?
Yeah. I got a little message, Ms. Verma. Listen up. I'm living proof that CAR T can save beneficiaries' lives. As our regular listeners know, I ran out of options to control my blood cancer, multiple myeloma, 2 years ago. Fortunately, I got into a clinical CAR T trial in 2017, and I remain cancer free to this day. Without CAR T, I doubt I'd be alive. So the procedure sounds like science fiction. Researchers collected a small bag of my disease fighting T cells through a procedure that was very similar to a transfusion. And they got this small bag of T cells and they ran them over to the lab where they were re-engineered to hunt and kill my specific mutation. One-on-one medicine, precision medicine. So they dripped the cells back into my body over a three-day period. And then I got raging fevers for 22 days. Now, that was pretty annoying. I gotta tell you, round-the-clock fevers, not great. However, the fevers were a very good sign. It was proof that the cells was creating havoc in my body because they were killing cancer cells. So there you are. It worked. Now, since my treatment, the FDA has okayed CAR T therapies for childhood leukemia and B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And more good news, soon the FDA will approve one for my disease, multiple myeloma. So there'll be three, and they're no longer than experiments. They will be three products available for patients all across the country. Problem is, the individual lab work, right, one-on-one medicine, and the hospitalization, a lot of complications after you get this powerful drug, it adds up. It's extremely costly. It's going to run about $1 million to $1.5 million per patient. That's a lot of money. And somebody's going to have to pay that bill. So in a clinical trial I was in, drug maker was Novartis. They paid for the clinical trial. I did not. Now we've got products, not experiments, right? So now CMS is saying it'll share the costs of these FDA-approved products, treatments, largely with the health insurers. So it'll be the government, CMS, Medicare and Medicaid, and the insurers. So, Jill, look, this is good news, but the question is CMS going far enough? Do you have a feeling about this?
I always worry when I have no idea. Is it going far? No, probably not. Probably not. My feeling is probably not going far enough, and that we will inevitably get bogged down in the small points of what's the definition of far enough while people just die.
Well, look, I did a fair amount of work. I really earned my pay, this exorbitant amount you pay me, this week.
We still pay you more than the farm and ag guy who every time we would give him, we would double his salary and he'd still make nothing. And he was only on for 23 years, so, you know.
Well, anyway.
You have a ways to go.
Yeah, I earned my keep. I interviewed a number of experts this week, so that's including people at the excellent American Cancer Society Action Network. And they say CMS is being too restrictive. So the experts, the ones I talked to for sure, have three main suggestions. So where we are now is CMS has proposed these rules that would restrict the coverage, and there's a little bit of a time now where they're getting feedback from the public and from the experts, and they can come up with a final ruling that would be more generous than what they've outlined so far. So here are the things the experts say should happen. They would like the doctors to be the ones to make the final decision about who gets treated. Now, that would inevitably include patients who have not yet relapsed. And Dr. Roy Silverstein of the American Society of Hematology told me that he believes CAR T therapies will become frontline treatment for some patients within 2 or 3 years. That's really, really interesting and very positive news. That means that patients could get CAR T treatment when they're diagnosed, not after they get sicker and relapse. So in my case, one of my doctors urged me to get CAR T treatment if I could find a trial that would accept me, rather than first having a stem cell transplant. And he was right. My transplant didn't work. I went ahead and did it anyway, but it didn't work. And it cost Medicare and actually all of us taxpayers, it cost us $250,000. I would have been better off, and it would have been more cost effective for taxpayers if I had gone straight to a CAR T treatment if it was available to me. So
the only reason I'm interrupting is because, and we did this about X number of months ago. Did a number of CAR T places spring up, or was it stem cell places that sprung up?
No. Oh well. There are big differences here. So CAR-T trials, there are now 450 CAR-T clinical trials going on in the country, a tremendous amount of experimentation. Only two therapies have been FDA approved, so they can go ahead and do a CAR T as a product, and it's available. It's not a clinical trial; it's now a product that you would get, like you'd buy medicine from a pharmacy. There's also a whole host of stem cell clinics opening up and making crazy promises that they can't keep, treating everything from Alzheimer's to, you know, ankle sprains. That's a field that's dangerous and largely unregulated, I have to say. And people have been treated, and actually, as a consequence, been really harmed. A couple of people have become blind. So there's a real big difference here. But we're talking about CAR T now. So the second thing that the experts want is for CMS to cover patients in sophisticated clinics as well as hospitals, so people could get the care closer to home. And Ted Okon, who's head of the Community Oncology Alliance, assured me that there are clinics in all corners of the country that could provide CAR T therapy safely and effectively. So if you've got a clinic in your area, that's going to save you the steep cost of travel, food, and lodging away from home at a hospital. And you know, we went through that. We were down in Philadelphia. We live in New York. We're down in Philadelphia. And for 5 weeks, we had a hotel. We had meals. We had cab rides. You know, it cost money. And that, in many cases, stops people from getting this kind of treatment. They just can't afford it. So if you had the therapies in a clinic close to home, you can save money and you get more people treated. Third point. CMS should find ways to get the drug makers to lower the $400,000 prices for the re-engineered medicines. I know it's one-on-one medicine and all that stuff, but $400,000 is a lot of money. So the idea is to ask the makers to only charge when the CAR T therapy actually helps the patient. That could be as little as half the time. So anyway, look, I'm a skeptic, okay? And here's what I imagine would happen. If the drug makers agreed to this, I think they'd inflate their list prices to collect the amount they wanted in the first place, okay? Mark me down as a cynic. But, and also remember, here we are again with this problem of Medicare, by law, still can't negotiate prices with the drug makers. So essentially, they're asking the drug makers to volunteer to cut their prices. We should have Medicare going directly to the drug makers with a lot of clout and negotiating prices. That's the way to drive it down. So anyway, Jill, this is after a week of reporting, okay?
Okay.
I think CMS's current plan is penny-pinching modest. Get this. In all, it imagines spending $72 million on only 343 patients. Now, 343 patients. Compare that to the statistics from the Lymphoma Research Foundation alone. Over 27,000 people are diagnosed with B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma each year. So that's the math suggests that there are thousands could be candidates for the CAR T therapies for the B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma alone. Thousands compared to just 343 that CMS is actually budgeting for at this point. So this guy, Ted Okon, who's a wonderful guy and really smart, he also noted that United Healthcare, which has 5 million Medicare Advantage customers, that was United Healthcare, that's the outfit that asked CMS to make the formal ruling on CAR T coverage. So he thinks United Healthcare must be very pleased with the restrictions, because the fewer the patients, the better for UnitedHealthcare's bottom line. He said to me, and this is a quote, okay? He said, the first thing UnitedHealthcare looks at is dollars and cents. I don't think there are many people doubting that. But look, Okon also said, and several other people I talked to also said, that they think CMS is listening. They think they're listening to the experts. When they're asking for a final ruling that's much more generous than what's outlined so far, and it would allow the doctors to be the ones who make the decisions about who gets treated, and they would also allow sophisticated community centers to provide FDA-approved CAR-T therapies closer to the patient, especially in rural areas or outside of major city areas, for sure. So anyway, the final ruling isn't going to come down for about 4 more weeks. I'll be there, Jill.
Good.
Hard at work. Hard at work.
And you'll tell us all about it because we've just run out of time.
Because we've run out of time. Well, when we have more time, when we get that ruling, we'll block out the time and I'll fill you in.
All right.
Meantime, again, May 10th, Edison Ballroom, Alzheimer's, May 10th. See you there.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And, of course, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, and, as it happens, on my desk. Very good. You're such a pro. You're such a pro that that without me having to say anything, you went right back to May 10th, which is what I wanted you to do. What do you want me to call this?
You can call it CMS, or you can call it
CMS CAR-T?
CMS and CAR-T is another way to do it.
Is it CAR-T?
No, it is CAR, capitalized, okay,
right.
All caps. CAR space T. All cap.
No dash.
No dash. No dash. So you didn't think it was too wonky. It was okay?
Yeah, it was very good. CAR space T. CAR.
Cars. Okay. Yeah, CAR. C-A-R.
Yeah, I know. I just have to say that as a visual.
Yeah.
As a visual, it wants a dash because most people are stupid.
Right. Right. But that's the accepted. That's the preferred way. Some people do it as CART, but that's and call it CART, but it is not.
That's
CART.
Wrong.
It
too.
Is CAR-T.
CAR-T.
Yeah, it is
not
CAR-T because CAR is CAR-T. Is an acronym for something, and T is for the T cell.
T cell.
Yeah, how and about CAR is an anachronism for the receptor.
So why don't we call it CAR? What about how would you feel about it? It's chimeric antigen receptor. How would you feel? Okay, most of these things I'm looking at say CAR T cell.
That'd be okay.
CAR T dash cell. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Just because people are, it's
fine. That's acceptable.
CMS and CAR T cell. All right.
All right. We'll figure out what we're going to do next week. Next week, I'll drop you a note.
Meanwhile, happy Passover, happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Passover.
Are you up here or are you down there?
No, Carla's coming back from her whirlwind book tour on the West Coast on Saturday. So we're in the city. It's going to be rainy anyway, so we'll do it in the city.
Who's roasting?
Carol, of course, is preparing most of the food. Okay. I think Nina will come over and help.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's
always a very pleasant, I got to do the Easter eggs.
How is Gigi?
And Gigi is going to get a little bunny.
A real one?
No.
Good.
No.
Cats, bunnies,
Because she can't, but she's now 6 months and she's starting to eat from a spoon, applesauce and stuff like that. So, and whatever doesn't get into her mouth, the dog comes along and licks off her cheeks. It's really, it's all working out.
It works. That's good. All right. Great.
All right. Good
thanks.
Chatting.
Likewise.
Have a good weekend.
And you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you.